Hello, and welcome to the 2020 Annual Stockholder Meeting of HealthEquity. Please note that today's meeting is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's meeting over to Bob Selander, who is serving as chair of today's meeting. Mr. Selander, the floor is yours.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 2020 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of HealthEquity Incorporated. I am Robert Selander, Chairman of the Board of Directors of the corporation, and I will be presiding over this meeting. We are joining together virtually today due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. At this time, I call the meeting to order. Copies of the agenda and rules of conduct are available to you through our virtual meeting portal. Before proceeding to the business of the meeting, I would like to introduce the rest of the members of the Board of Directors that are joining us virtually today. John Kessler, Stephen Neeleman, Frank Corvino, Adrian Dillon, Evelyn Dilsaver, Deborah McCowan, Frank Medici, Ian Sachs, and Gail Wellborn. As you know from our proxy statement, Mr. Medici's service on the board will conclude as of the close of this meeting. We want to thank Frank for his service on behalf of the corporation for these many years and wish him all the best in his future endeavors. Thanks, Frank. Also joining us today is Del Ladd, our General Counsel and Corporate Secretary. Mr. Ladd will act as Secretary of the meeting. Representatives from PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP, the corporation's independent auditor, are also joining virtually. David Carey of American Stock Transfer and Trust Company will act as the Inspector of Election for this meeting. The virtual meeting portal includes a link to the rules of conduct for this meeting. In order to conduct an orderly meeting, we ask that participants follow these rules. Because this meeting is being held virtually, all questions must be submitted in writing through the question and answer tool in the meeting portal. As noted in the notice of availability previously given to you, the record date for voting at this meeting was the close of business on May 4th, 2020. A list of stockholders on the record date is available for your review. The Secretary has received an affidavit of mailing to show that notice of this meeting was given. A copy of both the notice and the affidavit will be incorporated into the minutes of this meeting. The Secretary will now report on the existence of a quorum for the meeting.
The stockholder list shows that holders of 71,397,584 shares of common stock of the corporation are entitled to vote at this meeting. We are informed by the Inspector of Elections that there are represented in person or by proxy 66,252,513 shares of common stock, or approximately 92% of all shares entitled to vote at this meeting.
Based upon the percentage of the total shares of the corporation held by holders of record now present at the meeting, either in person or by proxy, a quorum is present. This meeting is now duly convened for the purposes of transacted business properly before it. The time is 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, and I declare the polls now open for each matter to be voted on today, June 25th, 2020. Please do not fill out a ballot unless you have not previously voted or you want to change your proxy vote. The polls will close after the description of each of the proposals. I will now describe each of the proposals. The first item of business today is the election of directors. 9 directors are to be elected today. Those nominees received a majority of the votes of shares present in person or by proxy at this meeting, will be elected as directors. Directors elected today will hold office until the 2021 annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are duly elected and qualified. The nominees are listed in your proxy materials and on the agenda. The Board of Directors of the corporation recommends a vote for the election of each of the following nominees: Robert Selander, John Kessler, Stephen Neeleman, Frank Corbino, Adrian Dillon, Evelyn Dilsaver, Deborah McGowan, Ian Sachs, and Gail Wellborn. The corporation has an advance notice provision in its bylaws. Accordingly, all nominations are closed. We will now move to Proposal 2. The next item of business today is the ratification of the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the independent registered public accounting firm of HealthEquity Incorporated and its subsidiaries for the fiscal year ending January 31st, 2021. The Board of Directors recommends voting for the ratification of the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP to audit the financial statements of the corporation and its subsidiaries for the fiscal year ending January 31st, 2021. The final item of business today is the approval of, on a non-binding advisory basis, the fiscal 2020 compensation of the corporation's named executive officers. The Board of Directors recommends voting for the approval on a non-binding advisory basis of the fiscal 2020 compensation of the corporation's named executive officers. Because there is no further business on the agenda to come before this meeting, we will move on to voting. I declare the polls now closed at 10:07 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time today, June 25th, 2020, and ask that the Inspector of Elections collect and tabulate the ballots. Will the Secretary please report the preliminary results of voting?
The Inspector of Elections has informed us that the ballots have been tabulated on a preliminary basis and that the preliminary results indicate that the following nominees for director have been duly elected: Robert Selander, John Kessler, Stephen Neeleman, Frank Corbino, Adrian Dillon, Evelyn Dilsaver, Deborah McCowan, Ian Sachs, and Gail Wellborn. In addition, the preliminary results indicate that a majority of the shares of common stock present in person or by proxy have voted for the ratification of the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the corporation's independent accounting firm for the fiscal year ending January 31st, 2021. Accordingly, the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the corporation's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending January 31st, 2021 has been ratified. In addition, the preliminary results indicate that a majority of the shares of common stock present in person or by proxy have been voted for the approval of, on a non-binding advisory basis, the fiscal 2020 compensation of the corporation's named executive officers. The official results of this year's voting will be reflected in a Form 8K to be filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission within 4 business days of this meeting.
Thank you. With no other official business to come before the meeting, I declare the meeting to be officially adjourned at 10:08 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time, June 25th, 2020. This concludes the formal business of the meeting, and we will now address any questions. As a reminder, questions must be submitted in writing through the question and answer tool in the meeting portal. John Kessler will address any questions that are germane to the business of the corporation.
Bob, we are showing no questions.
It appears we do not have any questions from stockholders at this time. Our program for the day has concluded. Thank you all for attending today's meeting and for your continuing support of HealthEquity. Have a nice day.
This concludes the 2020 Annual Stockholder Meeting of HealthEquity. You may now disconnect.